words of the poem and bring it in. As the words of Christ, we are also called to be merciful in our ways with others and to have confidence in the merciful love of Christ regarding ourselves. We may ask, what is mercy? Mercy means coming to the aid of another in his need. Mercy goes beyond compassion, which means feeling sorry for others. Mercy goes beyond compassion because it moves one to go to the aid of others in their suffering, but to come completely. In the church, many religious others or communities where or are dedicated to mercy. Because of the merciful love for us, God the Mother created us and sent his only Son, redeeming us from sins, and he sent his only Ghost to sanctify us. That's what we celebrate on Pentecost Sunday, on Trinity Sunday, on Christmas Eve, and last Friday for the Feast of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus. The mercy of Jesus is manifest. It's manifest because he became man, suffered and died for us to save from our sins, to save us from hell and to open the gates of heaven for those who die in the grace of God. Jesus expresses this in several places in the Gospels. I have come into the world to seek and to save what is lost. I have not come to call the just, but the sinners. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy souls, but to save them. Dear friends, in two parables about the lost sheep and the lost lamb, let us go God's love for the sinner and God's intense efforts to bring about the sinner's conversion. Each one of us, either now or at some time, in that lost sheep. Is that was come, he needs to understand God's searches carefully for the sinner. He pursues him with his grace in order to lead him to repentance and conversion. No sin is so great that God cannot offer for him, for everyone is free repentance. We have to do our part. We will be forgiven, whatever we do, but we need to do our part. We need to repent. Please know the joy of the shepherd on finding the lost sheep and the joy of the woman of finding lost one. This is tonight, the divine joy at the return of the sinner. God gave us for eternal happiness, not for eternal pain or rejection. In the parables about the lost sheep and the lost one, about the nature of God. God is love and mercy. This is because God demands that our sins are forgiven, no matter how serious they might be, if we have repented of them and received the absolution of grace. When we apologize, we recognize our mistake, our error, and turn around. When we are forgiven, we return to the state of love. So, it is good for any relationship for us to God and also for every world, for all of us, when we are forgiven to return to the state of God. Now people have repented before. It's hard to ask to be forgiven. Even harder to forgive ourselves. Anyway, forgiveness is crucial. Treating of us as forgiving because of the lack of forgiveness. Many families are broken because of the lack are empty because of the lack of forgiveness. Forgiveness can be very, very difficult to give. Therefore, impossible, and forgiveness is probably the greatest gift we can give others. But it's also the greatest gift we can give ourselves. It's hard to forgive, but our lack of forgiveness will make us blocked, stuck in that. So, today, let us ask Jesus, when he comes to us, in Holy Communion, to help us penetrate